Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Kevin Matthews, Man Cow, and comedian Mike Toomey invite you tonight at Comedy and Conversation at the historic Arcata Theater in St. Charles on Thursday, October 5th. For tickets, you can go to oshows.com. And to talk about what it's all about, it's my pal, Chicago radio great Kevin Matthews. How are you, bud?
Good, Dave. And you're going to be actually hosting, along with Ron, the owner of the theater. You're going to be part of this.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting seeing you and Man Cow on stage, actually. That's going to be the interesting part.
It's because everybody thought for the years, we were rivals. It's kind of like, Jake the Snake versus Hulk Hogan. We've never appeared on stage. I've known Man Cow for a long time, but we've never appeared on stage. And I've gotten to know him very well, and I want people to know. You're going to be asking questions, you and Ron, of myself and Man Cow. We're not going to know what these questions are. We'll take questions from the audience. For example, Dave, you're going to be hosting this, and this is coming up on Thursday, everybody, Thursday, October 5th. What would you like to ask? What one question would you like to ask Man Cow?
That's interesting. I tell you what, you can come up with that for the event. Or you can text me at 312-981-7200, and I'll log them down, so we have some of those. So we have some of those.
Do
in
you
there.
Have a question, or what would you like? What would you ask him? What would be your first question?
Well, I got one for you. I'm going to ask you one right now, just for fun, just to get the ball rolling here.
This is what it's going to be like, and other things that night, including some pretty cool films I want to tell everybody. But go ahead, ask me anything you want.
Okay, the origins for you and your show on the Loop with Freebird, like, how did that even start?
It started literally, I was on the air, some listener called and said, Kevin, I've got to go out to a dinner theater out in Oak Brook with my wife and in-laws. They're going to go see Florence Henderson. And I'm thinking to myself, I told him, what a dreadful night. And he goes, what should I do? And I go, I just yell Freebird out of nowhere in the middle of her act, yell Freebird, and then call me back tomorrow and tell me how it went. Well, he did it. And it just was so awkward. And his in-laws, it just went south. But he said, Kevin, it was so funny. It was so awkward. It just interrupted the show. And then I decided, okay, everybody, if you go see a bad show, and we really pick on Oak Brook, because Jim Neighbors would come out there.
Oh, you're talking about Drury Lane, probably. You're probably talking about the Drury Lane.
Yeah, remember Drury Lane?
It's still there. It's still there.
It is?
Uh-huh.
Wow. But, I mean, that's how it started, and then it just, now who... Mick Jagger's had people yell at Freebird. That's where it started, on the show with Florence Henderson.
I love Jim Neighbors. I mean, they picked the most awkward one. And by the way, when you used to tell listeners to do something, they did it.
They did it. Yeah. They really did it. One time, a rival radio station came on and started attacking us. And so I said, hey, everybody, if you've got a pet, especially a dog, why don't you box up some dog waste and mail it to the station? And they got hundreds of boxes, of dog treats.
Of course.
And finally, the post office had to, say enough's enough. They called Larry Wirt, my general manager. But, yeah, those were great times, really great times.
I love that. When you first did one of your events with your book, Broken Mary, and we were in a Catholic church, and large church, a lot of people, someone yelled out from the pew, Freebird, the minute you sat down.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
They did. It's gotten everywhere. I'm sure somebody's yelled that, in Rome. it just happens. But this night, coming up on Thursday, October 5th, when I was at the Loop with Jonathan Brandmeier, Steve, and Gary, and what we did, Johnny had the Leisure Suits had a band.
Right.
They were great. Steve Dahl and the Dolphins, or Disco Demolition and whatnot, and his coho lips. music was always important to all of us. And I had a band, Ed Zeppelin. It was it was a parody of Eddie Schwartz. And it was a great band. And we played, you know, the Chicago Theater to the Vic to the, just every Park West. And I finally wanted to put a documentary together, and I got all my band members together, and we recorded a song. Those band members are going to be at the Arcata Theater.
Oh.
And you're going to see this Ed Zeppelin documentary. It's a world premiere. And I've got Mike Toomey, because I've done stand-up. And,
yeah.
And Mike and I go way, way back. I mean, you know, Mike and I started doing stand-up together in Chicago. And so I wanted Mike to open this show, and you're going to see the Ed Zeppelin documentary. Then Larry Wirt is going to let me show everybody in the audience the trailer to the new Loop documentary that's going to be coming out. And I believe it could be in the fall or for sure in the spring.
Yeah, you know, I saw the preview to that as well, or the trailer for that. And anyone who grew up in Chicago, I mean, you were listening to GN, you were listening to LS, you were listening to The Loop. Yep. Those were the big talk stations that were back in the day. And there's just a real storied history there that you guys were the big three, but then you roll in Danny Bonaducci and Cochran and a couple other people, you know, Bill, Wendy. Like, there was a billion people on The Loop in its heyday. And even Stern was on there, yeah.
And what this also incorporates is, at the time, it was not only radio. Oprah was new. She was in town. Jordan Michael, he's a rookie. He joins, you know, the Bulls. You've got
Bears.
Look at what was happening, well, with Mort Downey and Jerry Springer. Right. Chicago was a petri dish.
Yeah.
And they're on it. You know, I mean, these people, of course, we lost Jerry and everything. But Larry's assembled people that, you know, people from Second City, Bill Murray used to listen, you know, I mean, it was iconic. And so we're going to show that trailer. I'm going to show the Ed Zeppelin documentary, and come on out and have a beer. It's a cheap ticket. This is a fundraiser, and I can't wait to sit down and see, hear the questions.
Yeah. Talk to the fans.
And ask Mancow. You know, I never have sat down on stage with him, and he's an interesting guy.
He really is. He absolutely is. Kevin Matthews, Mancow comedian Mike Toomey, invite you to a night of comedy and conversation at the historic Arcata Theater in St. Charles, Thursday, October 5th. For tickets, you can go to oshows.com. After the break here, we're going to pivot to football, and Jim Shorts will join us for his Pigskin Picks, and we'll do that right after this on 720 WGN. All right, we're talking to Kevin Matthews. You know, Kev, the first game of the season was yesterday. The Chiefs lost to Detroit, a tight game. It was surprised because everybody's talking about the Chiefs again this year.
Jim's here.
He's with you.
Dave, yesterday I said that the Lions were going to beat Kansas City. Everybody called me a jackass. But what was the score? 21-20 Detroit.
Yeah, they're not wrong about the jackass part, but you nailed the game what? Yesterday. You nailed the game yesterday. You're right. That surprised me. Why did you bet?
I'm the best.
Yeah.
I'm better than anybody on the score or ESPN. Okay. I am the best. In fact, I should be having my own sports show on WGN.
Yeah, no, I'm going to talk to Mary about it tomorrow, but I'm going to ask you this question. Why'd you pick Detroit? What was the first signal to you that, Detroit's going to...
Because I just, they're hungry, and they're going to go... I like Detroit, and they just looked really, really great. And thank you, the Bears give up Montgomery, and it was Montgomery who scored the winning touchdown last night. So there you go. I'm just holding my breath on Chicago. I am. I love the Chicago Bears. I do. But let's see. The line keeps dropping. It was the Bears were favored by a point and a half. That's gone down to a point. And then I start thinking, you know, the Bears are one of the few teams that have three quarterbacks on the roster. So does the coaching staff know something we don't?
It's interesting. You kind of mentioned something like that last season, too, but yeah.
The Bears have to win this game at Soldier Field Sunday. If they don't, it's going to be a train wreck. And I do believe if they've got the Dallas Horn, and you know what I'm saying? I can't say what I want to say because, you know, we got little kids listening.
You do?
Yeah.
Are they your kids? Come on, you got to.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is calling from the Packers. By the way, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets aren't going to make it to the playoffs. They play Dallas. Dallas travels to New York. Aaron Rodgers is going to have a crappy game, and then all of a sudden he blames everybody around him, and then he'll go eat some mushrooms, go hide in the cave. The Jets are not going to make it to the playoffs, but I just thought I'd throw that out.
No, I appreciate that. So the rivalry between Chicago and Green Bay, back in full swing, obviously, on Sunday.
Who's
the quarterback here? It's Jordan Love. Is that who's quarterbacking for Green Bay?
Let's just see. I mean, Justin Fields. You know, I give the kid a lot of credit. I do. But he says to everybody, I'm going to throw 4,000 yards this year. No, you're not. Just take it a game at a time, would you? And anybody that you're going to run the football all the time is going to get hurt. I want him to win. I'm picking the Bears to win. So take the Bears minus the point now, and they better win. They have to win. Otherwise, it's going to be a long season.
Okay.
And the Bears defense really scares me.
Okay. All right. 205th game between the Bears and the Packers, and the last 10 years, you know, Green Bay won 23 of the last 26 games, which is horrifying. Yeah. But I think this is where we break that.
I'm telling you what, if I'm the coaching staff and I'm telling the Chicago Bears who are playing the Packers, you win this game for Steve McMichael, and you're going to win it. You're going to win this game for Steve McMichael, and that's all I would say. Now get out there and win this game. Win, win, win. There you go.
There you go. What other NFL teams are you excited about, Jimmy? Kansas City, the Eagles.
I'm excited. Burroughs. My man Burroughs, Cincinnati, the Bengals. They signed him for nearly $300 million for a 5-year contract. I think a big game is Cincinnati's going to be playing Cleveland in Cleveland. That's a big game. I think our whole division, I think the Vikings are going to just be in the toilet this year. Mm. Look around the league. You got Tampa Bay. That's finally up on the rocks. Just Minnesota. Detroit, I think, is just going to come out swinging and are going to be really, really strong.
Wow. Okay. All right. You said it. And what was your record last season with your picks? By the way,
19 wins. And 3 losses.
And this is on YouTube, by the way. Every week, you know, usually Friday, it'll come out, right?
I do it for the gamblers at work. So Thursday, I announce you can go to YouTube, Bet Jim Shorts. You can subscribe for free. And it's good. You know, you should be gambling at work. You really should.
You should, absolutely.
I'm sure people gambling in the WGN offices, should.
I'm sure they are. How's the casino, by the way, speaking of gambling? Good summer?
I got a casino up on Beaver Island. It's full. We're going to have a haunted house.
Oh.
It's a trailer. It's a double-wide trailer.
Is it your house?
No, I'm in another double-wide trailer. We're on an Indian reservation. And it's all trailers. And it's really nice. Especially you love birds, come on up and get married, and we got a double wide trailer and
romantic.
You can take a bath in the sink eat chocolates and shrimp.
Yeah, that's nice. How about any concerts, comedians coming to your place? Like who would play your casino? I'm just curious.
Carrot Top. It's a Carrot Top. It's not the Carrot Top. It's just Carrot Cake. He's he rips off all the Carrot Tops. Stupid stuff.
Uh-huh.
So come on out, and that'll be Carrot Cake.
Okay. Anything new on the buffet?
Well, it's false. We put corn out there, the dried purple corn, and some ham slices, some biscuits, and orange juice. But it's not real orange juice. It's that stuff they serve in prisons.
Okay. Catch Jim Shorts with his pigskin picks on YouTube. Hey, yeah.
And to see you over October 5th, Thursday at the Arcata, I'm going to be there.
You're going to come.
Magic show.
Yeah, tickets are at oshows.com for that. So Pigskin Picks on on YouTube, Kev Mankow, Mike Toomey, and I guess Jim Shorts at the Arcata on Thursday the 5th. Kevin, if you're still there, great talking to you, buddy.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it. Tell everybody on AGN in Chicago, I miss you. I love you. Go Bears. It's going to be I can't wait for this game.
Jimmy, Mary just texted me back. If you get a show, you're paying for it.
What?